interrupt your weekly podcast for some nerd news alert.
Breaking news report.
Breaking news. All right, sorry, Knights. We had to do it. What just happened recently? Did Spider-Man become his own universe? What happened? What happened,
Jay? I don't know. Sony just, like, wrecked
Spider-Man. Was it Sony? Was it Marvel? I mean, I don't know. What's going on? That's true.
I actually wonder if it was Disney.
Because what I've heard, right?
Yeah.
Or heard through the channels is that Disney was being greedy, how can Disney be greedy, right? They own everything.
Right.
And Sony.
What could possibly cause that?
Not only that, too, like, I was also, quick Disney side note, I was reading, so their new metric of popularity, like, if it's a blockbuster, if it's $300 million in the box office is the new minimum, only Disney movies have hit that this whole year. And isn't that gnarly?
Not even John Wick?
Not even John Wick. That sounds weird, though. John Wick would have been, huh?
I feel like John Wick would have.
Maybe that's the only one that's not.
But I do know that, like, the top...
Or maybe it's opening weekend that matters or something.
Yeah, maybe if that's it.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's something like the top, like, yeah, five or six movies of the year have all been Disney.
Yeah, it's all the Marvel movies. It's the Toy Story, Lion King, Aladdin. And it's them. Like, yeah. No, Zombieland might do it, but... Nobody else.
So it's Captain Marvel, it's Spider-Man, it's Endgame, it's Aladdin, Lion King, and Toy Story.
Like, it's not
I think the top six movies are all Disney.
And it's not even close.
Like,
they're combined. It's not even close. And what do they want? They want 80% of Spider-Man?
No, it's not
ridiculous. I know,
but... they jumped to 50%.
Yeah, it's 50-50, right?
Yeah, that's what they wanted. Which I like, get where they're coming from, but I also don't, like...
Okay, so, spoilers, even though I didn't care about the Spider-Man Far From, I haven't seen it yet... Who do you think is going to be more affected by the split? Sony messing up Spider-Man or Marvel having to redo everything? Because Spider-Man's a big deal now. Like, he's dependent on Phase 5. Like, a lot of his stuff was intricated into it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So who do you...
I think, personally, that Sony would be more hurt.
Really?
Because they still have Tom Holland as Spider-Man under contract, so it's not like they can recast him, they can't reboot him. What do you do when he's so involved in a universe...
Well, I mean, all they have to do is make their own universe, and then Marvel...
Yeah, but how do you transition
that? And then the MCU just has to be like, can't talk about
it. How do you transition that, though, and how do you get people to come to it?
That's the thing, right?
How do you get people to come to it? Because people are still going to go see Captain Marvel, whether or not... You know, they could just say, oh, Spider-Man was killed, you know?
He didn't make it. The death of Spider-Man. Or he's something else, yeah. Or just don't even acknowledge him. They have so many characters, and they just bought everybody else. That's the only one they don't own, right?
Captain America: The Winter Soldier doesn't talk about Hulk at all during it.
Really?
I mean, that's true.
They never do. That's right.
I think it might say his name once. Bruce Banner, Stephen Strange. I think they say that at one point.
Oh, when they're talking about
I think they name drop him once, but that's it.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Exactly. So I mean, you can have a great movie without someone else in the universe.
Like, I'm intrigued because I know Marvel can, like, spin it positively because, like, Marvel can just throw something together in a week and people will pay millions to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, so I trust them. Marvel, I mean MCU.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Sony's going to do. I really don't.
I don't know either.
So
from what I've heard, there might be talks that they're starting to try and get, like, everything to be okay.
They're trying to come to
a contract. Because the backlash has been massive.
I think that's what...
Huge.
Because everyone's... anti-Disney in a sense, right? They're upset for the feel of greed.
People are going to both sides.
Because,
it's turning into, like, War of the Worlds.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, Knights, but we have over 100 followers on Instagram. And it's popping, dude. It is our comment boards. We have 5, 6, sometimes 7 comments.
Yeah, I think we had one that was 11.
It's 5 including us, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
They're out there. They're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's true. If you take us out of the comment board,
it's like 3.
Yeah, yeah. It's maybe 5.
Even
on our best one.
But, I think here's what really happened. I just saw a picture of Tom Holland and Robert Downey Jr. sending each other pictures holding their one.
Yeah,
Tom Holland's holding Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah, and they're holding each other's action figures. Yeah.
But I think that's what they're like. We can't separate these two.
Yeah.
There's just too much.
They're just stirring the flames even more.
So I hope they come together.
And Tom Holland is known to, like, spoil things, and he wrote the caption, "We did it, Mr. Stark." I think that he knows before anyone else does that. But the contract's getting back together. Because it's bad for both companies. It's
no
really
one
bad
wins.
For both companies.
No one's winning.
Not even close.
Like, I can see Sony's side because they're like, hey, this is all we have.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have... Like, they try to have Venom.
Venom was okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they have a lot of stuff in their back pocket they can just whip out. And then Lionsgate hasn't done anything. So, like, Marvel owns everything. Like, the MCU is what controls all these...
DC just has given up.
No. like I've tried to tell you, they haven't given up. Their new comic strip, which for our worms, I want them to read the Deceased DC East, which it's literally if The Walking Dead met DC, and it's like the most creepy, right? I've seen some albums and covers of the comic books, and
it's terrifying.
One is the Joker pretty much imitating Pennywise from the clown, and it's he's holding a red balloon giving it to Robin, and it is terrifying. We should probably post those one day.
Well, and it's the creepy part about it is that the Joker in some of the comics kidnaps Robin and tortures him and stuff.
Oh yeah, Joker's not a nice guy at all.
He's known for either killing Robin or kidnapping him, and so the fact that it's him as a clown holding a red balloon to the little boy is so terrifying.
It's so terrifying. But that's all they have is Deceased, and that's kind of what I'm feeling DC is right now. They're deceased.
I was trying to quote Michael Scott when he's like, Pam is clearly just given up trying. Yeah, she's wearing the glasses.
Oh yeah, yeah, but she forgets her contacts.
You look like a ugly scientist. Oh, Pam.
What was it, dude? He's like to her, Pam, people take off their glasses to become hot. They don't put them back on.
You're moving in the wrong direction.
I just love how we have to tangent into The Office. Everything goes back to The Office.
I know. Well, The Office is leaving
Netflix. In what, 3 years, though?
No, start of next year.
I thought it was like 2021. No,
you're looking at 3 months.
Wow. Good thing I own most of the DVDs. Finally going to pay off.
Yeah. What other new news is out there?
Okay, so there was... I'm going to harp in a little back to... when I was at Comic-Con, one of the most, like, they had the Russo brothers.
Did you just say harpin?
Harped.
Are you going to harpin back?
Yeah, harpin back. Like I don't harpin back, girl. I ain't your harpin back, girl. Don't judge me,
oh my child. Gosh. I was like, just like hark and...
No, harp back. Like, you know when you harpin back? I was...
Never heard this expression. Wow. All right, sorry.
Leave your basement ahead. Once just, in a while, just go and you'll go, get it.
Continue.
So the Russo brothers had their own panel, and Kevin Smith asked them who would they want to do, and they didn't know what they were talking. They're like, I don't know. But Kevin Smith, who is an ultimate nerd, right, king of the nerds, he's like, he would love to see Keanu Reeves as Moon Knight. And Moon Knight, I never even heard of Moon Knight.
When you say who would they want to do, you mean...
Like who they want to make a movie about. Like
which
who,
superhero.
Yeah, which superhero. Okay. And yeah, thank you. And who would be cast in it. And they were. And Keanu Reeves is still on the high. And he's been trying to be in and out of the MCU for a while. Like, they've tried to cast him several times and things. Yeah, you just can't find anything that works with him or his schedule. But so Moon Knight is a concept. And everyone was all gung-ho about it. But today, Disney Plus just released 3 new shows. Did you hear about them?
No.
So one of them is Moon Knight, which I'm kind of interested in. He has a weird backstory, but he's so unknown that it might be fun.
I think he's the guy who wears the white all over.
All the white,
I've watched him. I think he's got a sword.
Yeah, yeah. He had some type of ancient pyramid stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The Egyptians, that's what gave him his power with the moon.
Yeah,
like, that's a part of the thing. They call him the equivalent of, like, the Batman for MCU, which I don't think it is, but we'll see. And then they got Miss Marvel. I guess she's going to have a series. And then She-Hulk. Wouldn't mind seeing She-Hulk. Right?
Hot.
She's a lawyer, and she can bench, and she can help you move anything. She's enormous.
Crazy.
So I'm excited. Disney Plus. I mean, why are they fighting? Just give whatever Sony wants. Just be like, here, dude. Take 80%. I don't need it. Just let us use them.
Well, and, from what I've heard, too, part of the problem was that Disney wanted the streaming rights, and maybe
they weren't getting full streaming rights?
Yeah, of whatever the Spider-Man movie was, and maybe they weren't getting them. I don't know. I've heard a bunch of different rumors. It's been bad.
Yeah, and it came out of, I don't know. I want to say it came out of left field, but I don't follow it enough to.
Yeah, I think that it's both of them just playing hardball. I genuinely don't think this is gonna last because neither win. No one wants
this. No. And okay,
lose.
Honestly, Sony loses, they Marvel can loses. Go. Fine, if they don't want 50-50, do 70-30 if that's what they're having to for. Or go 60-40. Yeah. Or don't give them all the rights. Just let them have Spider-Man. You don't need Venom. They don't need all the other accolades that come with Spider-Man.
I have a question. Would you be okay if Venom actually...
Came into?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Came into the MCU. Based off the movie. You saw the movie, right?
The movie was one of those that... It was weird for me because I feel like I like the second half more than the first. And that doesn't really happen with me. I was usually the other way around.
It's usually the Jurassic World.
Yeah, right? Where the first half
is great.
It's great, but the second half sucks. But I actually liked it a little more. And, I thought they did a good job. So I'd go for it.
All right, so...
Oh, here's another...
What I mean is, do you think it could tie into the MCU universe that's already built?
Honestly, it only takes 10 minutes from the tying anything in. It is not that hard.
That's true. Especially because... Yeah, they didn't reference it, but they didn't reference against it.
Yeah. And here's the new thing that the Disney Plus is going to give to him, which they tried to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back in the day, is where you can have a little bit out there in the universe. Like, they have a TV show where they can explain it and maybe have a cameo of Venom. And then, like, oh, you're introduced to him, or they talk about it. Then when it's out in the movies, you're not shocked. So they can take advantage of that. Put him in on, like, Hawkeye or something. I don't know. Just something.
Just even in the movies, just give him a brief cameo.
Out of nowhere, right? Yeah. Just like a 15-second thing. Honestly, that's all it really takes.
Yeah. Kind of like how I sometimes cameos are my favorite part of the whole movie. Doctor Strange and Thor Ragnarok was one of my favorite parts of the whole movie.
Yeah, that was he was
like,
spot on.
Yeah, he's like grabbing Thor's hair and he's got Loki falling, and dude, the whole thing was just funny. Loki, you know when Loki like disappears, and Thor's like poking at the the business card.
Do
you
know what yeah.
Loki.
It's gonna be, I don't know. I feel like they're panicking because of... They're not panicking. Marvel knows what they're doing in Phase 5. Phase 5 seems really good.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried too much about it. I don't know what... I'm glad Sony stood their ground. Don't appeal.
No, I agree. I think... Don't let Disney just backhand you.
They're not your overlords.
They've got their golden boy. Spider-Man's the golden boy right now.
Well, yeah, because that's what it was set up for, right? Four, so the transition from 4 to 5, he's the liaison, he's the linchpin.
Yeah.
I mean, they all put it, they're always...
Absolutely.
They're like, here, we love you, take it over. Because the other heroes are known, but all the main guys are dead. Spoilers again.
Or in space.
Space, or dead, or not. Yeah, so who's going to watch Planet Earth? Who's Earth's mightiest hero? Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah, because there's no one around. Falcon. He's a side character.
He's a side character. Bucky's Bucky. I mean, he can be, but...
He's also kind of a side character, though.
And yeah, but I'm saying, like, he's not... And he's also has a little bit of that...
Angst.
Sorry, I have D&D in our brain here. More of like a chaotic, neutral kind of guy. So he might not always do... He might have some PTSD out of nowhere that you don't trust.
So, other new news. So I know we said we were going to do Star Wars this week, but we're saving it for next week.
I mean, have we ever kept a schedule?
Yeah, no. It's Revenge of the Sith-tember.
Yeah, so we have to make it a little correct.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, we need time for our developer to, or for our graphic designer to make a poster for us.
So many posters.
So many posters.
I can't even wait. Wait, I can't wait. No, I can't wait. But here's another one more that I just found out, nerd news. And I know you're going to love it. Disney Plus also had a new show from Toy Story 4. Forky, your favorite character.
Oh.
Hey, have you seen Toy Story 4 yet?
I have.
And I haven't.
Oh my gosh, that's weird.
I know. But I'm going to love it regardless. Wait, may I ask?
Yeah.
I don't know, we haven't even brought this up. What'd you think of it?
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen all four, right?
Yeah.
So where would you put this?
Oh, it's the best one.
Really?
For me.
That's awesome, though, because you're...
Yeah, I don't like the first one at all. The third one I hate, like, despise, and the second one's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
And I enjoyed this one. There's some creepy dolls in it, and I love it. They had this, like, random kind of almost horror. Like, Liza and I, my wife, we're both looking at each other and at the screen, and we're like, oh, like, just some of the movements of some of these dolls and stuff was... Kind of
they had that on like the first one though, like when they go under Sid's bed and all the mutilated things, those are freaky. I was freaked out as a kid.
That wasn't really quite for me. That was more grotesque than it was like kind of artful horror, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I'm now okay, so once I get around to seeing it, then we can compare, because I probably will be like it's probably like my fifth, my fourth favorite. It's like my last
my
one
fifth?
Yeah, well, I watched the,
because I like Forky more, I watched the
They used to do like the Christmas specials or random like shorts. I'm like, I like those more.
Yeah.
So I know you don't have DC Plus, right? Or I guess what is the DC Verse?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So they are bragging about Teen Titans releasing. So DC's trying, all right?
Yeah.
Their Teen Titans are there. The live action Teen Titans that barely made it through a second season is there.
Oh my gosh.
I actually met some people that worked on the Swamp Thing movie, TV show that's on DC. And they were like, the problem with DC is that they're getting ahead of themselves, so they have to like it by the time everything's done, they're like, oh, we don't like it, but they already put all this energy into it, all this casting, all the production, and then like halfway through they don't want it. So like a lot of their shows haven't made it, like the Swamp Thing got canceled, I think some other one got canceled already, and it's your streaming site, like no one's just gonna watch Teen Titans the cartoon or the Young Justice, whatever that and I'm like, that's cool, but you knock that out in like 3 days, and you're like, cool, I paid $10 for that.
Dude, I'm telling you, they need to just clean slate it, all of it, the whole universe. They need to clean slate and jump.
go away for like a year. Keep working on your comics, which they're my favorite. Their alternate covers are amazing. Just do that for like a year or two, and then come back refreshed and take over for Marvel.
Marvel's trying to do it, but DC's more known, in my opinion. DC's more known for the multiverse of multiple realities.
What DC does really well...
So jump realities and reboot that way.
DC does that well, like, because the Flash, the new 52, the thing they did like 8 years ago, the new 52, they revamped everything and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And they just did it in like 2 seconds. Like, the Flash can change one thing in time. All new storylines.
Yeah, Flashpoint.
Yeah, and they just did it like it was nothing.
Just have Flash jump worlds, or... No, don't have Flash do it, because Flash sucks, man.
Flash does suck. Get the TV, the CW's Flash, which I'm not huge on anymore.
Him. Bobblehead Joe.
I like him, though. He was better. Better back in the day.
He's better than Ezra Miller, but I would like to see... What would be cool is if... you know, we had a Flash jump from a different reality and be like, whoa. And then he jumped back and someone chased him. Or he took someone back with him, you know?
Oh, I thought he would, like, jump into, like, the Marvel universe and be like, whoa, they're doing this way better than we are. And then hops back. Like, guys, we got to redo everything.
Yeah,
that'd be a little funny. That's where I thought you were going to for a minute.
No. But just restart it and have it, like, set up in, like, the 50s. Make Superman super different. Just make it all different.
Well, that's what they kind of tried to do. I mean, they gave Superman a different storyline to begin with.
Yeah, but do it right this time.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little too forced. Oh, here's another cool... We're jumping around here, but that's what we're going to do today.
Well, it's news.
Yeah, it's news. Here's another... Yeah. That's probably going to sound horrible when you pick it up.
No, it sounds good.
Oh, okay, good. So I know you don't really care, but Kit Harington, he was Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just signed on to the MCU.
Oh, really? As who?
They haven't said yet. He just says to join the MCU, so it's the universe.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it's a whole new character.
They picked up someone else from Game of Thrones, too.
Really?
I haven't heard anybody.
I think they had technically the Phoenix from X-Men, yeah. Jane. She was
she's
Sansa, yeah, but she's technically Fox.
Okay,
so I don't know.
Bought up by Disney,
yeah, which and I think they're gonna revamp everything, right?
Is she the same person who's in Rogue or in Solo? Is that the same actress? Because
no, that's the tall. Sorry. I'm thinking of the Stormtrooper chick.
Yeah,
the
big one.
No, I'm not her.
You know what I'm talking about?
No,
though?
But that could have been. There's a lot of intertwined of Rogue One and that one. That could be, especially because Game of Thrones had like a ton of like people going.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, other than that, everything seems to be set, I guess. I mean, are they... Do you have faith in anybody? That's all I really want to ask.
No. I don't know, you know. I heard one of my favorite movie reviewers, and he was chatting, and he said, come on, Disney, like, just keep the MCU good. Like, no one cares about Star Wars anymore because it keeps screwing it up. which there's some truth to that.
There is a little truth to
that. I mean, there have been huge outrage over The Last Jedi, and almost no one went and saw Solo, and now it's been a year and a half. And I'm nervous about what the box office will do with The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, but
I'm
the last one.
I'm more nervous about what comes after.
Well, as
like, will people still be interested in,
as our knights will come to find out, that's one of our things we're doing when we're having guests on all our stuff, and we ask these true nerds of Star Wars what they want to see after, so you guys will be hearing
that a bit more,
but I don't really know what they're gonna do. I mean, I think there's so much they can do and then so much they can't do. Like, I mean, people are kind of tired of like next 20 years, but we'll see. It'll be exciting.
I'm curious because Rian Johnson did such a crazy job with the franchise. I'm curious how his trilogy will go, and if Disney holds true to giving it to him. I wonder if they'll bail on him.
Well, they got what, like 3 months? Like, when's it out?
His new trilogy?
Oh, his new trilogy. Oh, I gotcha.
Way
for some reason, I was thinking of finishing this one. I was like, what?
No. Because J.J. Abrams heading this one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And that's why
I listened to you. Wait, we're going to talk about Star Wars later?
Yeah.
Well, Knights, thanks for listening to our nerd news and comment, right? Because we're going to probably post about it.
Yeah.
And even though it's a holiday, please comment, because if it's just me and him back and forth, it's going to look kind of sad.
Yeah, what we really want, it's not, it's the holiday next week.
Oh, okay.
So we're good. But what we'd really like is for you to comment on our memes.
Oh.
Our meme game is going strong.
It's going to get even better. You just wait and see. All right, Knights, have a good one.